Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren is back with us.
Another very busy morning, Mary. Shamrock Rovers will once again bid for progress in the Champions League qualifiers when they meet Icelandic side Víkingur Reykjavík. Rovers away in the first leg at 7:45. And of course, they need no reminding. They were lost to Icelandic opposition this time last year. These games hugely significant for Irish clubs. The financial rewards can go a long way to keeping the bills paid. Manager Stephen Bradley is well aware of that, but he says the focus must be on the game itself.
It can't. Do I understand the finances? Everyone in Irish football does. I think every sort of smaller nation in Europe would look to Europe as an area where you can earn really good money for the club. And we know that's important. There's no going away from that. But as the manager of our team, that's not your focus. That's not your thought process. It's about the opposition, what we're facing, how we're going to stop them, and how we're going to hurt them. And that's as simple as it is. If you start thinking of everything outside, you're actually losing focus of what's important.
Former Rovers player Paul Corrie joins me on the line now. Paul, we know what happened last year, but I guess it must be a big advantage having the second leg at home. How do you think they're going to get on over these two legs?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough, Darren. It's without doubt the worst form that Shamrock Rovers have entered the European stage of the season in a long time. I mean, before last Thursday, they'd lost four of their last six. Now, people in Tala will tell you that they've been without a number of key players through injury, but there has certainly been a drop in the consistency of their performances. Now, that being said, last week was much more like it when they beat Dundalk, and I certainly feel that they're going to need to go up a gear or two against Víkingur tonight. And for me, the key to that, Darren, lies in keeping the game tight. I don't think Stephen Bradley will want an open end-to-end game. And for that to happen, it's so important that the experience of Roberto Lopez at the back, Gary O'Neill in midfield, that they organise bodies around them and try limit the work that Leon Poles has to do and go. And yeah, listen, they're certainly capable of producing performances and getting through over the two legs, but I think it is going to be tough, Darren, based on what we've seen from Rovers this season. A draw tonight would be a fantastic result to bring back to Tala.
Okay, brilliant, Paul. Isn't it a great shame that the two games are on at the same time? 7:45, the Rovers game in Iceland, then 8 o'clock, this huge game between France and Spain. We were just talking about it here in studio. Do you know that the Rovers are up against the semi-finals of the Euros? How do you think that Euro game is going to go?
Yeah, there's certainly going to be a lot of eyes on this, and it is, I guess, the free-flowing football of the Spanish versus the very well-organised French team that we've seen. And I don't think we'll see any surprises in how this game plays out. I think Spain will likely dominate possession, and they've been superb in the tournament at doing that to date. And I expect then Deschamps will be happy to set up a side to soak up pressure and look to counter. I do worry a bit, Darren, for Spain on transitions when they lose possession of the ball. Georgia looked very dangerous when they played them in the last 16, and I think France have great legs at the top end of the pitch. I think Dembele will start tonight. I think if he and Mbappe they can connect at the top end of the pitch, I actually think that could win the game for France.
Okay, well. We'll see, Paul. Enjoy the matches this evening in Gaelic games. Mickey Hart has decided to step down as Derry football manager after just one season in charge. Derry GA has confirmed that the process to find a replacement will begin tonight when the county board meet. Now, it's been reported widely in many of the newspapers this morning that former manager Rory Gallagher may well be in the frame to return to the role. Conor Tucker, Dave Heffernan and also scrum half Nathan Doak have been called up to the Irish squad for their second and final test against South Africa. They replaced the injured Craig Casey and Dan Sheehan. The Cork City Sports event takes place at the New Look MTU track this evening. Many of our Paris-bound Olympians will be there to continue their preparations, and many top-level internationals will also be there. The action gets underway at 5:30. I do hope the weather is not too wet down south later on. Keegan Bradley's been named United States captain for the 2025 Ryder Cup. The event takes place next year at Betplay Black in New York. And in the tennis, Novak Djokovic felt disrespected by some members of the Wimbledon crowd last night in his win against Olga Rune. Some supporters on centre court greeted Rune's winners and Djokovic's with elongated cries of Rune during the match. I don't think Djokovic was impressed and might have hit a raw nerve.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night, good night. Very good night. Yeah.
I'm hoping that they were just
commenting on Runa and that they weren't disrespecting you.
They were. I don't accept it. No. I know they were cheering for Rune, but that's an excuse to also boo. I've been on the tour for more than 20 years, so trust me, I know all the tricks. I know how it works. It's fine. It's okay. I focus on the respectful people that have respect, that pay the ticket to come and watch tonight, and love tennis, and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
I was watching you, Darren. I thought he completely overreacted. A bit thin-skinned.
Yeah, definitely the toys were out of the pram there. He did all that, by the way, as well, with a smile on his face. But he definitely lowered the blade on that one, didn't he? But anyway, we'll see how he gets on in his next match in the quarterfinals.
We surely will. Darren, thank you very much indeed.